There will be no casino in the city of Brockton. The State Gaming Commission rejected the application from a group called Mass Gaming and Entertainment to build a casino on the Brockton Fairgrounds. The decision leaves Southeastern Mass, the so-called Region C in state gaming lingo, without a state-licensed casino, although construction is underway on the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe Casino in nearby Taunton. For more on the story, we're joined by WBUR's Jack Lepiarz, who's in the studio this morning. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Bob.
So take us through why the Gaming Commission decided to reject the Brockton plan.
Well, it's a bunch of factors, namely that this proposal just really didn't wow anyone on the board. It was deemed sufficient in terms of finance, economic development, other factors, but most importantly, it was deemed insufficient in what's probably the most important overall category, that so-called wow factor category. Commission Chair Steve Crosby had a particularly damning critique. He said the Brockton proposal seemed to be geared more towards being a casino of local convenience, not a destination resort, as the commission has repeatedly said it wants.
That's not to denigrate it inherently. It's just that it may not match the completely reasonable constraints of this particular marketplace.
And on top of that, on top of Crosby's concerns in that regard, there's also the question of the nearby tribal casino, the Mashpee Wampanoag Casino.
Yeah, and this is a big consideration. The reason why a lot of observers, in fact, expected this decision to reject. Right now, the tribe has to pay Massachusetts about 17% of their gaming revenue. It's less than what you get from the other casinos, but it's still better than nothing. And nothing is what the tribe has to pay if the state had approved this Brockton proposal. So if you approve Brockton, you very possibly get a casino 20 miles away that can take all the money it would have paid to the state towards incentives for gamblers, just suck customers away from your facilities that are paying taxes. In fact, there was a report this week saying licensing two casinos in southeastern Mass would equate to a loss of up to $42 million in yearly tax revenue for the state.
But there's no guarantee that the tribal casino will be able to open, right? I mean, it is under construction, but there's no guarantee it's going to be able to open.
It's under construction, but there is still a lot of legal uncertainty. That's the strongest argument you had in favor of this Brockton proposal. The tribe is facing a lawsuit over whether they can build on this land that could still derail the project that, like you said, has already started construction. And that was the argument made by Commissioner Lloyd McDonald, who argued that the commission should not wait for a tribal casino that might never come to fruition, especially if it means rejecting jobs in a city like Brockton that really needs that shot in the arm economically.
The local officials have literally begged us to license the Rush Street Casino.
Well, the commission, bottom line, the commission rejected the casino for Brockton. Is there any chance you think the commission might look at another casino application at some point in the future for the so-called Region C in southeastern Mass?
Right now, that seems unlikely. For one thing, there has not been a lot of interest in southeastern Massachusetts. You've had two or three failed proposals, candidates that looked at a site but never submitted a final application because the economics of the market just are not great. You don't have Boston to draw from customer-wise. There's going to be a casino in Boston. You don't have Providence to draw from because there are two casinos already in Rhode Island. You know, the commission can still review other applications if they come up. In fact, they raised that possibility yesterday, but right now it seems unlikely in the near future unless you see this tribal casino fail and fail in a way that's permanent.
All right. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz, thanks for coming into the studio this morning and taking us through that.
You're welcome.